This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. My name is Daniel White IV. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Religion News Service, a Christian organization whose mission is to equip women to be peacemakers has been accused of trying to erase comments by a black Christian speaker about white supremacy. During an onstage interview, Ekemini Uwan, a Nigerian-American public theologian, told an audience at the recent Sparrow Conference for Women in Dallas that their concept of race was incompatible with the Bible. In response, several women walked out. Uwan said organizers tried to downplay any sign of her presence at the conference. While the Sparrow Women's social media accounts published photos, excerpts, and highlights from several conference speakers, no images or quotes from Uwan's comments appeared on its feeds. A video of the interview that had been published to YouTube of her remarks was removed for copyright violation. According to church leaders, pastor and author Dr. Tony Evans shared on social media this week that his wife's cancer has returned. He posted the news on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, asking people to join him and his family in prayer for Lois's healing. He wrote, "Please pray for my wife Lois. She has been a cancer-free patient under care for a while. However, her last routine scan revealed that her rare gallbladder cancer has returned. We need God to intervene as we continue our search for an effective treatment. We are going to trust God in the dark for a solution, and we're asking you to fervently pray to that end." According to the Chicago Tribune, in a period of a little over 24 hours this weekend, 24 people were shot in Chicago, including three children under 13, and three of the adults who were shot died from their injuries. Beginning at 4 a.m. Saturday through about 10 a.m. Sunday, Chicago police were investigating shooting cases that included the homicides and a mass shooting of six people outside an afternoon baby shower in which an 8-year-old boy was shot in the chest and back and a 10-year-old girl was struck in the shin. Chicago police typically see an increase in violence during summer months, in part because cold winter weather keeps more people indoors. There also tend to be more social gatherings in the summer, which in turn means people have increased occasion to drink alcohol, which can lead to additional arguments. According to Reuters, President Trump is removing the director of the U.S. Secret Service, the agency that provides protection for him and other top U.S. officials. The dismissal of Secret Service Director Randolph Ouds comes amid major leadership changes at the sprawling Department of Homeland Security. White House spokesman Sarah Sanders said James Murray, a career Secret Service agent, would take over the Secret Service in May. Ouds had run the agency for 2 years and served in the U.S. Marine Corps for 35 years before retiring as a Major General in 2011. According to CNN, 13 wealthy parents, including actress Felicity Huffman and one coach, will plead guilty to using bribery and other forms of fraud as part of the college admission scandal. Huffman, the Desperate Housewives star, pleaded guilty to paying $15,000 to a fake charity associated with Rick Singer to facilitate cheating for her daughter on the SATs. In a statement, she said, "I am in full acceptance of my guilt, and with deep regret and shame over what I have done, I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions." According to the Associated Press, three American service members and a U.S. contractor were killed when their convoy hit a roadside bomb on Monday near the main U.S. base in Afghanistan. The Taliban claim responsibility for the attack. The U.S. and NATO Resolute Support Mission said the four Americans were killed near the Bagram Air Force Base north of Kabul, while three others were wounded in the explosion. The wounded were evacuated and are receiving medical care. In accordance with U.S. Department of Defense policy, the names of service members killed in action were being withheld until after the notification of next of kin. According to CBS DFW, police arrested three church pastors for allegedly tying up and using an extension cord to beat a confession out of a child. It happened 3 weeks ago at the church, a place for worship for all nations in Mesquite, Texas. Police investigators reviewed evidence and conducted interviews to determine that the three church pastors, Deborah Graham, David Graham, and Tanya Hill, committed two criminal offenses: unlawful restraint and engaging in organized criminal activity by committing an assault causing bodily injury. All three suspects who were said to be related were arrested at their home in Allen. According to the Associated Press, President Donald Trump and White House allies pushing for a harder line on immigration sped their campaign Monday to clean house at the Department of Homeland Security. pushing ahead with a mission far wider than the departure of Secretary Kristi Nielsen. L. Francis Cisna, the head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and General Counsel John M. Mitnick were expected to leave their positions, and possibly several other longtime civil servants in other posts around the agency. Nielsen announced her registration on Sunday, and Trump announced that U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan would take over as secretary on an acting basis, leaving his border position open. According to the Associated Press, the United States said on Sunday that it has temporarily withdrawn some of its forces from Libya due to security conditions on the ground, as a Libyan military commander's forces advanced toward the capital, clashing with rival militias. A small contingent of American troops has been in Libya in recent years, helping local forces combat Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militants, as well as protecting diplomatic facilities. Marine Corps General Thomas Waldhauser, the head of U.S. Africa Command, said the security realities on the ground in Libya are growing increasingly complex and unpredictable. Even with an adjustment of the force, we will continue to remain agile in support of existing U.S. strategy. According to the Associated Press, Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted his Turkish counterpart in Moscow on Monday, discussing how to coordinate their next moves in Syria and how to deepen business ties, including the sale of advanced Russian missiles to Turkey that has riled the United States. Turkish President Erdogan's visit to Russia, his third this year, underlined the increasingly close cooperation between the two countries and Turkey's readiness to defy the U.S. Last week, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence warned Turkey that it was risking its NATO membership and its participation in the F-35 fighter program by failing to heed Washington's demand to cancel the contract with Russia for the S-400 air defense missile systems. After Monday's talks, Erdogan said that Turkey considers the Russian deal done and won't submit to pressure. You can read these stories and more at bcn1.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.